So, okay, so turn to page 247 in Tanit Esther. And we know that the day that Haman chose to destroy the Jewish people was the 13th of Adar, which we call today Tanit Esther. Now, he chose that day, he was sitting in the month of Nisan. So in many ways, it was his bad luck, right? You know, you want to do something, you want to do it as soon as possible, right? So it's pretty bad luck for him because he chose it in Nisan. Yes, we had 11 months for the Jewish people that we assume he looked forward to towards doing. So that date. Now the question is, when does it turn into a fast day? Because if you take a look at the Megillah itself, it talks about, you know, celebrating the 14th of Adar, meaning they fought off the enemies, they defeated the enemies, and they celebrated, right? But there's no reference directly to the 13th, what we call colloquially Tanit Esther, even though it doesn't necessarily, Esther didn't fast on this day, because she fasted before she besieged Ahasuerus in the month of Nisan, right? So this is already, you know, 11 months later. So says the Rosh, Rosh number one, says Rabbi Nutam, I'll tell you where it comes from. It's Zman Kila L'Cholhi. This is considered a time of gathering. It's very apropos. This is Parsha Vayakel, right? So it's interesting, right? So in last year's Parsha, Bnei Yisrael gathered to build the Egel, and now they're gathering to build the Mishkan, and we see it's Zman Kila L'Kol. Says Rabbi Nutam, it's time for gathering. Hakol mitasvim l'Tanit Esther. That everyone needs to gather for Tanit Esther. Ubaim bnei kfarim le'arot l'mar sucha v'tachanunim. And if you lived, you know, in the suburbs, you know, you lived in, I don't know, Sudbury, you lived in Barry, you lived in wherever, what do? You come to this big city, the big smoke, right? To say sucha v'tachanunim. Because that was the day they were able to literally get up and to defend themselves and needed mercy. You're going to war. The enemies were fighting them. They needed a little bit of rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to defeat them. This is perhaps the source that the Rosh is quoting for Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, and this is very similar. What did Mordechai and Esther do? Right? That also they gathered to defend themselves. So meaning we see this concept of gathering, of coming together during a time of strife, to a time of serious, and that happened at the time of Esther. It happened as well, says the Rosh. That's what it's referring to. He says, this is the basis, perhaps, for fasting, which later on, of course, the Gemara mentions. Because why? Because he wants to find the source in Megillah itself. It's very important to find, what's the makor for? What's the source that they actually got together and they fasted on that day? Now, says the, before we see another source, I'll just tell you outside, we know, for example, that it could be that when it comes to the Tanit Esther, it's the notion of before you can celebrate as being part of the Jewish people, before you can have simcha, you have to have a sense of introspection. You have to have a sense of reflection, right? And that also plays a role in the decision-making process of why they decided to establish that day as a fast day. And they even mentioned there was a minhag in the times of Malchus Beis David that when they go out to war, they would fast. Perhaps again, that's the fasting on the day they went out to war to demonstrate that it's not necessarily your military prowess and your might that causes victory, but rather from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's interesting, again, this is not, remember, this fast isn't direct, this is a reference, but there's no direct mention. When it comes to the other fast days that we have, meaning everything that's Mikdash related, so obviously Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, Sabbat Tevet, Atzom Gedolah, those mentioned Tanakh. Those are directly mentioned in Tanakh, right? Zechariah makes references to them. There are the days of casualty references in Malachim, Yirmiyahu, but Tanit Esther, not really. And because of that, says the Shulchan Aruch in 2, Mit'anim b'yud gimel ba'adar, v'imachal Purim be'echad b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Sunday, you move it to Thursday. Of course, you don't fast on Shabbos. And you make it earlier. Usually, what do we say by fast days? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, like this year, where do we move it to? Sunday. Why? Why is Tanit Esther different? Because Tisha B'Av, you want to push off Purinuta. You want to push off negative things. You don't see that it's a negative thing. It's not celebrating a calamity. It's celebrating rachamim. It's celebrating gathering. Why not have that earlier? It's a beautiful idea. But he says the Rama, it's not obligatory like other fast days. There's going to be lenient, like a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, a person who is in lo sakana. Meaning, what's the definition of in lo sakana? This is more to know, Hilchot Shabbos. What's the definition of in lo sakana? You're not going to, it's like fever. You're not going to, God forbid, you're not going to have, there's no, you know, you have fever, there's not going to be any serious repercussions. But you're bedridden. Anything that would make you bedridden, a terrible migraine headache, those things, which on perhaps a regular fast day, you would have to kind of fight through it, here, you'd be exempt. Afilu koveinayim, if your eyes are hurting you a little bit, I call that a headache, I think. She'im mitzdarim harbe lo yitanu. That you don't need to fast, for your friend uchagach, and you have to pay up the fast later. But other issues of health, you should not separate from the tzibur. That being said, we don't hold by this. Never heard of a makeup day. You know, I think you have makeup tests, but I don't think you have makeup fast days. That I haven't heard of. That is not the general prevailing minhag that we do. And just to end it off with Mishabura in source number 3, you should know there's often a good Sfardi. He brings a lot of Sfardi Makrot in here, too. It's one of the donors, I think, is Sfardi. So every so often you see a Biomer, you'll see a Vadi Yosef. To be Yotze. No, to. Okay, anyways. But the just number 3, he says, again, what we said, they had to ask mercy from Hashem to defend from the enemies. Here we go. Last 3 lines. We'll end with this, Mishabura. Vinikra Tanit Esther. Why is it called Tanit Esther? Esther didn't fast today. It should be called Tanit Rachamim Day. Right? Why is it called Tanit Esther? Kedei Lizkor Shashamit Barach Roa Veshomea Kol Ish Beit Sarato. That to show that Hashem literally hears and sees the calamities, the tragedies that befall every individual. And they want to personalize it, not just give it a general name, but Esther, a person you can relate to. Why? Because Hashem listens, Hashem hears the tragedy of individuals, of the person, and if you fast and you probably do the tshuva, just like Hashem did then, often if it's Bayomim Ahim, Bazman Hazeh as well, hopefully able to also bring Yeshuos during our times as well. Okay, one there for tonight. Shkach, everybody.